Sukkot Mishnah Zayin. B'shlosha prakim b'shana hayu kol mishmaros shavus. 3 times out of the year, which is the 3 yamim tovim, all the mishmaros were the same. Be'murei haragolim. Now, emurim usually is the fats of the animals that are born on the Mizbech. That's not what emurim mean over here. It means emurim like lashon of amar. Emurei haragolim, that which is written regarding the regolim. So 3 times out of the year, all the mishmari kohuna were the same. Uvechiluk lechem aponim. And also when it came to lechem haponim, during the shalosh regolim, they also were treated the same. In other words, they all shared in all of the karbanos that had to do with Yom Tovim. And when they were there in the Beis HaMikdash, all the kohanim would share also in the lechem aponim, even though the lechem aponim is a weekly showbread that was only usually given to the mishmar that was leaving from the week before. And the new mishmar, because it switched on Shabbos, when they changed the bread, we're going to see that only the mishmaros that were there were the ones that were eating it. But on the Yom Tovim, all of the mishmaros would share in the showbread as well, in the lechem aponim. Ba'atzeres, armim lo, helich matzah, helich chametz. And on Tzeres, when Shabbos came out on Shavuos, which is Atzeres, and on Atzeres, there was also the carbon, there was the shtei halechem, which were waved along with the carbon that was brought on the Mizbech, and then the shtei halechem were eaten. And the shtei halechem was chametz. But the lechem aponim that was brought each week was technically matzah. So they would say to every kohen, take from the matzah, which is the lechem aponim, which is brought each week, but they were all there now during Shavuos, because it's one of the Yom Tovim. And they also said, hey, lechametz, take the chametz from the shtei halechem, which is a specific bread from Shavuos. And the reason they did this, like the Mefarshim explain, because you can't take a chelek keneged a chelek. In other words, you can't decide, a kohen can't say, you know what, I'm going to have 2 things of chametz, which is the shtei halechem, as opposed to having 1 matzah and 1 chametz. You couldn't trade and have different portions of one over the other. You had to divide it equally. And the Rav says this is learned out from a pasuk. The Torah says, V'chol mincha blula b'shemen v'chareva l'chol b'nei aron tia ish ke'ochiv. That they should all be receiving it equally. So these were the exceptions that they divided up amongst all the Kohanim. And it wasn't like all the other Karbanos that were brought throughout the year. All the other Karbanos were brought by each specific Mishmar that were performing the Avodah that week. However, the Mishnah continues. Mishmar shezman kavua. However, the Mishmar that Zman is kavua for right now, when there's a Yontif that falls out during the week, like the Rav explains, hu makrif tamidin. So they bring the karbanos that don't have to do with Yontif, like the beginning of the Mishnah. They bring the regular karbanos. So they bring the karban tamid, shoshachar ben arbayim, nedarim unedavus, the shar karbanos tibor. They bring the nedarim unedavus, and all the other karbanos tibor, like coming to include the bar helam davar shel tibor, where siri avodas kechavim, the basin was shoygeg, and they taught everybody to do avodah zarah. And if this would come out during the time of Yontif, dafka, the mishmar for that week would bring it. And the Rav explains this is coming to include the kites on Mizbeach, that they would put the birds on the Mizbeach so the Mizbeach shouldn't be bottle. It should always be consuming. They took this out from the leftover from the Lishka, like we learned in Shkolim. And so to here, if it was during the time of Yontif, Dafka the Mishmar that's set time was that time, they would be the one that would be bringing it. Yontif asamuch l'Shabbos, but when Yontif fell close to Shabbos, Bein milfaneh, whether Yontif was right before Shabbos, let's say Yontif ended on Friday, Bein la'achareha, or let's say it started on Sunday, so either way the Kohanim would have to be in the Beis HaMikdash on Shabbos, because there was no way to travel from Shabbos to Yontif or vice versa. Hayu kol ha-mishmaros Shabbos b'chiluk lechem aponim. Here, all the mishmaros were the same when it came to lechem aponim, that on Shabbos, everybody received part of the lechem aponim. Even if Shabbos was not during the Yontif, since there was no other way to get there, they would all receive lechem upon him and divide it up evenly.